ugly naked guy is decorating his tree. Oh my God, you should see the size of his Christmas balls.
Hey, how much did you guys tip the super this year?
Yeah, we were going to give 50, but if you guys gave more, we don't want to look bad.
Oh, actually, this year we just made him homemade cookies.
And 25 it is.
You gave him cookies?
Money is so impersonal. Cookie says someone really cares. All right, we're broke, but cookies do say that.
I can see that. A plate of brownies once told me a limerick.
Beef, let me ask you something. Were these funny brownies?
Not especially. But you know what? I think they had pot in them.
So you guys, who else did you tip with cookies?
The mailman, the super...
Oh, and the newspaper delivery guy.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't think you're going to like this.
Oh, gosh. Oh, there's a cookie smashed in the sports section.
Look, and he did my crossword puzzle.
Yeah, but not very well unless 14 Across Gershwin musical actually is Bite Me, Bite Me, Bite Me, Bite Me.
Christmas already. You know? I mean, one day you're eating turkey, the next thing you know, your lords are a-leaping and your geese are a-laying. Which is why geese are so relaxed this time of year.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Reese. I got you a little present. I'll open it. It's a Slinky. Remember, huh? A walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, everyone knows this. Just a big spring. All right, you're still mad at me because of the whole...
horrible and degrading list of reasons not to be with me?
How about from now on we just call it the unfortunate incident? Hey, Gunther, you got stairs in your place?
Yeah.
Yeah, donuts. There we go. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's in the bag?
Just some presents.
Come on, show us what you bought. You know you want to.
Okay. Okay, this is a picture frame from Ben to my parents. I got some hers and hers towels for Susan and Carol. And I got this blouse for Mom.
Boss, that is gorgeous.
Yeah?
Look at these authentic fake medals. I tell you, Mom's going to be voted best dressed at the make-believe military academy.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Happy Christmas Eve, Eve.
You too.
Oh, my God. Where did you get this?
Macy's, third floor, home furnishings.
This is my father. This is a picture of my dad.
Phoebes, that's the guy that comes in the frame.
No, it isn't. This is my dad. All right, I'll show you.
Phoebe, I thought your dad was in prison.
No, that's my stepdad. My real dad's the one that ran out on us before I was born.
How have you never been on Oprah?
Okay, look, see? This is him. My mother gave me this picture before she died. Same guy.
Honey, this is a picture of the frame guy posing in front of a bright blue screen with a collie.
It's not a blue screen. It's just... maybe it was just really clear that day. Okay, I have to talk to my grandmother. Wait a minute, honey.
Please.
Whoa. Wow.
So anyway, I'm trying to get my boss's ex-wife to sleep with me.
Joey!
Oh, but when Phoebe has a problem, everyone's all ears.
Esther Livingston. Bob.
Hi, Pooh.
Hi, Graham. What you doing?
Oh, just updating the phone book.
Graham, can I see the pictures of my dad again?
Oh, sure. How come?
Just, you know, to see him.
Oh, sure. Yeah. All right. This is the one of your father in a meadow. And helping a little boy fly a kite. And here he is at a graduation. Another graduation. Another graduation.
Okay, is this really my father?
Is it really your father? Well, of course it is.
I smell smoke. Maybe that's because someone's pants are on fire.
In all the years
that we have been grandmother and granddaughter, you have never lied to me.
All right, that is not your father. That's just a picture of a guy in a frame.
Oh, God.
But your mother's idea, you know, she didn't want you to know your real father because it hurt her so much when he left. And I didn't want to go along with it. But, well, then she died, and it was harder to argue with her. Not impossible, but harder.
All right, so, well, he's not a famous tree surgeon? And then I guess, okay, he doesn't live in a hut in Burma where there's no phones?
Last I heard, he was a pharmacist somewhere upstate.
Okay, that makes no sense. Why would the villagers worship a pharmacist?
Honey.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I know. That. And this. This is the real him.
Oh.
You know, I remember my father, all dressed up in the red suit, the big black boots and the patent leather belt, sneaking around downstairs. He didn't want anybody to see him, but he'd be drunk, so he'd stumble, crash into something, and wake everybody up.
Well, that doesn't sound like a very Merry Christmas.
Who said anything about Christmas?
Hi.
Hey, anyone here from Phoebe yet?
No, nothing.
I hope she's okay.
Yeah, I know exactly what she's going through.
How do you know exactly what she's going through?
She told us.
So what you got there, Monica?
Just in step for the party.
Hey, what are you guys doing here? Are you supposed to be Christmas shopping?
You guys haven't gotten your presents yet? Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. What are you going to do?
Don't you have to be claymation to say stuff like that?
Oh, by the way, Mon, I don't think the mailman liked your cookies. Here are the ornaments your mom sent.
Well, maybe mailman liked the cookies. We just didn't give him enough.
Monica, pigeons learn faster than you.
Hey, Rach, you know what? I think I know what'll make you feel better. How about you make a list about me?
Forget it, Ross. No, I'm not going to stand here and make a list of... Okay, you're whiny. You're obsessive. You are insecure. You're gutless. You know, you don't just sort of seize the day. You know, you liked me for, what, a year, and you didn't do anything about it. And, you wear too much of that gel in your hair.
See, there all right, you did what I said.
Yeah, and you know what?
Hmm.
You're right. I do feel better. Thank you, Ross.
Yeah, in Albany, could I have the number of Frank Buffet? Okay. In Ithaca? All right, Saratoga. Oneonta. All right, you know what? You shouldn't call yourself information.
Hey.
Hello, Grandma. If that is, in fact, your real name.
Come on now, Pooh. Don't still be mad at me. How's it going?
Oh, not so good. Upstate's pretty big. He's pretty small. You do the math.
Well, I think you're better off without him. Oh, honey, I know he's your daddy, but, to me, he's still the irresponsible creep who locked up your mom and stole her gremlin.
No, I just wanted to know who he was, you know?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I wasn't completely honest with you when I told you that I didn't know exactly where he lived.
What do you mean?
He lives at 74 Laurel Drive in Middletown. If you hit the Dairy Queen, you've gone too far. You take my cab.
Wow. Thank you.
Now, remember, nobody else drives that cab.
Uh-huh. Got it. Oh, I'm going to see my dad. Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, wish me luck, Grandpa.
Phoebe here with the cab yet?
Yeah, she brought the invisible cab.
Hop in.
Well, she better get here soon. The outlet store's closed at 7.
Hey, don't worry. I figure it'll be 2 hours to Phoebe's dad's house. They'll meet, they'll chat, they'll swap life stories. We'll still have plenty of...
Hey, here she goes.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you believe this? In, like, 2 hours, I'm going to have a dad.
Yeesh.
Yeesh.
Yeah, big stuff.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
All right, here, you have to hold this.
Okay. Brake left, gas right?
Uh-huh, yeah, that's my cheat sheet.
Where's my seatbelt?
Oh, no, that side doesn't have one. The paramedics had to cut through it.
Hey!
Hey!
Come on, just tell me, please, please.
For the 16th time, no, I do not think you're obsessive.
Oh, gosh, it's hot in here.
Rach, get the heat.
Ooh.
Ross, can you turn the heat down, please?
Sure. By the way, there's a difference between being obsessive
and... Ross, the heat.
Fine, okay. You know, heat, 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 and I'm the obsessive one.
Okay, this way is on, so this is... Up.
Did you just break the radiator?
No. No, I was turning the knob, and here it is.
Well, put it back.
It won't go back.
Oh, call the super. Here, let me try.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about your ability to fuse metal.
Hey, it's Funny's cousin. Not funny.
Hi, Mr. Trieger. Hi, it's Rachel Green from upstairs. Yes, somebody broke our knob on the radiator, and it's really hot in here. Yes, it's hot enough to bake cookies. Well, do you think we could have a new one by 6? What? No, no, Tuesday. We can't wait until Tuesday. We're having a party tonight.
Okay, chip the man.
No, if he doesn't like our cookies, too bad. I'm not going to be blackmailed. Uh-huh. Look, if worst comes to worst, it gets a little warm, we'll call it a theme party.
Hey, here's the theme. Come on in. Live like bacon.
Oh, this is it. 74.
Oh, so that's what this is for.
Wow. This is it. I'm going to meet my dad. This is like the biggest thing ever, huh?
Yeah,
sure is.
Okay, here I go. I'm going in.
All right.
Good luck, Phoebs.
Okay. Here I go. Here I go. I'm going.
Hi. Welcome to our tropical Christmas party. You put your coats and sweaters and pants and shirts in the bedroom.
It's hard to tell because I'm sweating, but I use exactly what the gel bottle says. An amount about the size of a pea. How can that be too much?
Ice squares, anyone? Take a napkin. All right.
Monica, your guests are turning into jerky, okay?
Really? Perfectly comfortable. Hey, get in line, buddy. I was next. Mr. Traeger.
Hey, you said there was a party.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, welcome to our sauna.
Is it hot? My body always stays cool. Probably because I have so much skin. Hey, jeez.
All right, here's the chance. Monica, give him cash. Rachel, give him your earrings. Something now, anything.
No, I will not cave.
Yeah, I'm with Mon.
All right. You know how you say I never seize the day? Well, all right, even though he's your super, I'm seizing. Mr. Trigger, here is $50. Merry Christmas.
Oh, wow. I didn't get you anything. Here's $5 back.
No, that's your Christmas tip. All right? Oh, hey, do you think there's a chance you can fix that radiator now?
No can do. Like I told the girl, I can't get a new knob until Tuesday.
Ross?
Yeah?
Looks like he's playing baseball.
You mean hardball?
Whatever. What you gonna do?
Excuse me, I'm seizing. Mr. Traeger? Here's another 50. Happy Hanukkah. Will this help with the knob getting?
No. The place is not open till Tuesday. Am I not saying it right?
So, wait, you really did like my cookies?
Oh, yeah. They were so personal. Really showed you cared.
Nice seizing. Gel boy.
So, is this mistletoe?
No, that is basil.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because if it was mistletoe, I was going to kiss you.
Yeah, no, it's still basil.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping.
Okay.
How far'd you get?
Mailbox.
All right. We're getting closer. Phoebes, what's going on?
No, it's just like, you know, it's a whole mess of stuff, you know. Because, like, yesterday, you know, my dad was this, like, famous Burma tree surgeon guy, and, you know, now he's a pharmacist guy, and...
Just... Well, maybe he's this really cool pharmacist guy.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. You know, and I'll knock on the door, and he'll hug me, and I'll have a dad. You know, and I'll go to his pharmacy, and everyone will be really nice to me, because, you know, I'm Frank's daughter.
You know. Well, so why not go knock?
Well, because, I mean, what if he's not this great dad guy? I mean, what if he's just still the dirtbag who ran out on my mom and us?
Yeah.
You know what? I've already lost a fake dad this week, and I don't think I'm ready to lose a real one.
Phoebes, that's okay. You took a big step today.
Yeah?
Yeah. And someday, when you're ready, you'll make it past the hedges.
Yeah.
And when you do, they'll be lucky to have you.
Okay.
I'm sorry about your shopping.
Oh, that's okay. Figure something out. Listen, Phoebes, I know you're not going in there, but do you think it'd be all right if I went in and used his bathroom? That's fine. Never mind. Cool. Snow. Kind of like a blank canvas.
Holy crap, is it hot in here?
Really?
Hey, you mind if I turn the heat down?
Hey, we could have used that kind of thinking earlier.
Oh, jeez. How'd it go?
Oh, I couldn't go in.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Well,
are you okay?
Yeah, no, it's okay, because, I mean, I know he's there. So, that's enough for now.
Hey, guys, it's after midnight. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, all right, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Monica, the knob was broken, so I just turned it off from underneath. I hope that's all right.
Rach, these are for you.
Wiper blades. I don't even have a car.
No, but with this new car smell, you'll think you do.
Okay, Phoebes, your turn.
Oh, toilet seat covers! Is that what you were doing while I was getting gas?
Uh-huh.
You guys.
Okay, and for Ross, Mr. Sweet Tooth.
You got me a cola drink?
And a lemon lime!
Well, this is too much. I feel like I should get you another sweater.
And last but not least,
the rib for your pleasure.
Yeah.